tired, so tired. Tired of all the politics, all the rhetoric, all the debates on the line.
Yeah.
Gotta resist.
Yeah.
I'm going in. Here's what's up.
Look. Taking up our cross and we denying Caesar.
Uh-huh.
Check my catalog, I bet you'll find some rhyme and reason.
Check it out.
I told you to stay ready in and out of season.
Okay.
I mean, shout out everybody still bumping that Rito. Jesus said he was the truth, and well, I believed him.
I did.
You think I hate America because I critique it?
Nah.
But sorry, fam, I'm just trying to do what the Bible teaches.
Fact.
So ain't no flag in this world and I'm pledging my allegiance.
Yeah.
I voted Obama because of what he represents.
Okay.
And I never liked Trump because of his rhetoric.
Real talk.
But I understand his problems with both of the parties. Man, sometimes I wish we all could go celibate from a president.
Dang.
But I know we can't do that because this is the world we live in. So educate yourself and vote with your convictions. But take heart and find peace, especially if you're a Christian.
What?
Jesus overcame the world and this ain't any different. So justice ain't gonna die if 45's elected.
Uh-huh.
And Christianity won't die if Joe Biden wins.
Nah.
Some of y'all gotta rethink some of these consequences.
Come on.
Presidents are 4 and 8, but yo, my God's forever.
Ever.
I ain't saying remain passive with the legislation.
Nah.
We gotta learn to seek justice and correct oppression.
Okay.
When it comes to politics, that is my vested interest.
For real.
Most of y'all are just voting for selfish preservation.
Come on.
So keep that in mind, there's an election waiting.
There is.
The tension's running high and now it's getting dangerous.
Danger.
Why is America exploding? Okay, let's explain it.
Why?
When a country owes so much, it's detonation. Early November and it might be war. But you gotta ask yourself, what am I fighting for?
What?
If it ain't about equality and the rights of poor, then may your idols fall. Cause
yeah.
I think you reading the Bible wrong.
Yeah.
Really, I just wanna know Christ.
Right.
And some of y'all about to get bought out with a low price.
Uh-huh.
Cause there's some single issue voters about to roll dice. But just because you anti-abortion don't mean you pro-life.
Right.
And just because you vote right don't mean you vote right.
Right.
America idol worship, that's what I don't like.
Life.
And just because you vote left don't mean you vote right.
Yeah.
You gonna have some core values that you hold tight.
Fact.
So we taking up our cross and we denying Caesar.
Yep.
But reality, we still electing human leaders.
Vote.
So we gotta go decide who's really for the people?
Uh-huh.
November 3rd, I'm praying God meet us. Caesar.
Yeah. Run down the season. 2021. God was in January. Stay with me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you guys, that was Kayla McCoy with The Resistance Part 5, a.k.a. Election Day. And you guys know it's Tuesday, and it's officially Election Day. Not only that, but it's officially Candid Convos on a Tuesday night, you guys. I am joined with my broadcast colleague, the beautiful, very talented Miss Octavia. What's going on, Tavy?
Hey, it's going good. I'm ready. Start.
Hey, and I'm gonna go ahead and give you a round of applause before we get Marty the Greatest on the line, sis, because you had a rough week.
Yeah, thank you.
You've had a rough week and a rough weekend. So, of course, like we all have, because we are trying to get to the polls. I'm also joined with the legendary, the homie Marty the Greatest. Marty, man, what's going on, bro?
Happy Election Day! What's up, y'all, man? It's a good Tuesday. It was a sunny Tuesday. I woke up early, went to go not vote. I already voted. I was absentee, but went to go watch my wife vote, and I cheered her on as she came out because it's a civic duty. We all gotta do our civic duty. So I hope y'all went out and vote. I know Alicia went out to vote. So shout out to you. I know, and Alicia voted early, so big shout out to you. I voted early as well. And Tavy, you voted today, so shout out to you as well. I know you had a little bit of trepidation before you voted. You know, you almost got
right.
jacked up by the most people, but you got there.
Right.
And you got, and that's all that matters. If you got it, and it look, you get to the polls, I know they are closing. Hey, stand into the line and say, look, y'all going to let me vote. Because here's the thing, if you're a woman and you are you a minority, are you like a, what, a un, if you're a white man who didn't own land, people died for you to literally vote, all right? People died for you to literally vote. Look at your history and you'll know what I mean. So, but I want to say for my Christians that I know this is a tough time. I know this is a weird time, and all not just believers, but non-believers too. I know it's crazy and stuff like that, and you may feel some election night anxiety. But look, man, the Bible says trust in God, not man. So the fact of the matter is, no matter who is the president, we're going to be all right. All right? We're going to be all right. Believe to say amen.
Amen.
I said, if you believe to say amen, I need quiet. But look, we're going to be all right because God got us. And just remember that, you know, but it's still important to go out there and vote because, you know, in the Bible, God told Moses to tell the 12 tribes to pick the leaders that they want. So that's what we're doing. We're picking the leaders that we want. So with that being said, enough about the election. Let's get into the calendar. Y'all ready, y'all?
We are ready, but before we blast off, bro, man, how can I give Tavy a round of applause for joining us and not you? I'm going to go ahead and give you a round of applause because I know it's early in the week and you deserve it.
Too much. No, keep on clapping. You can keep on clapping.
Oh, man.
I can dig it.
Oh, man. I think we're
all right. Well,
it.
You guys, we are going to go ahead and blast off. Marty R. gave us the countdown. So with that being said, you guys keep it locked. Here is the blast off clip. And I'm hoping that you guys are ready for these topics. For this convo. And again, listeners, you guys could join in with us as well. You can dial that 914-205-5471 number to chime in and let us know what you thought about the election. If you had to stand in line or if you were smarter and voted early. So you guys, we are about to blast off and then we're going to get into these topics.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right, you guys, I do want to give a big shout out to the homie David that's listening live and hopefully Glory Shalom and some other people that will call in later on that will listen to this broadcast live. Marty, the greatest. Before we jump into these conversations, I know you are the man with the ratings. I know you are the man with the statistics. So how is the election looking so far?
So right now the election is looking very competitive, like, but here's one thing I figured out, y'all, and I need y'all to stay with me on this, okay? Here's one thing I figured out. The TV, I'm starting to see how the TV likes drama because I'm following the election on the TV, but I'm also following the election on the computer. Now, the computer is going faster than the TV, but is it really going faster than the TV? Because I'm pretty sure they have computers in those television stations, right?
Right.
So they got TVs in those television stations, so they should know the same count that I'm getting as I'm looking on a computer because they got more money than I do, right?
I'm
trying to see because I'm trying to see. I'm not crazy, right? I'm not crazy, right?
No, you're not.
Right? Okay, cool. So basically, y'all, what's going on right now, of course, we count electoral votes because even though we are a country that goes by the majority for some reason, and we can talk about this all night, but we ain't going to go into it because I don't like the electoral college, but we are tracking the electoral college tonight because that is what it's going to take to win the presidency, and you need 270 of the electoral vote to win the White House. So right now, based on what you're watching, if you're watching the TV or you're watching the or you're filing online, right now Biden is in the lead for 80-51 on electoral college vote. And on online, I'm watching it on Yahoo online. And if you're watching online, Biden is in the lead 119-92 online. And I think online is more accurate because pretty much what I'm seeing on the TV is happening online. It's just the TV is going very, very slow. So we're not going to get into state by state, but it takes 12 states to win the Electoral College. And those states are Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. Now, out of all those states, let's see, one, two, three, four. Four has not reported who's winning yet. But out of all those states, Joe Biden is winning in five of them, and Trump is winning in five. So they got 12. So right now, it's going to be two states that decides the difference. But right now, as far as the state that is leaning, supposed to be leaning Republican, Joe Biden is leading in two of those states, and Trump is not leading in any of the states that's supposed to be leaning Democratic. So right now, advantage, Joe Biden, but, it's going to be a long night. So buck it up. So we'll come back with it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update, Marty. We will add you again in another 20 minutes or so. Tavy, since you have the topics on hand, I'm going to give the mic to you. I'm going to pass you the ball, and you are going to tell us what our first topic is going to be for the night.
Well, guys, the first topic that we're going to hit on would be the Kardashian hologram. I don't know if you guys even looked into that, but it's very interesting.
That it was, first and foremost, because who the heck has enough money for a hologram? Not only a hologram, but a hologram of somebody's father.
Right.
Hey, man, this hologram is impressive. Okay, I'm not hating. I ain't going to hate. The hologram was impressive. All right? It was no glitches. It was top of the line stuff. But it was, I'm just going to ask y'all, was it creepy to y'all? Because it was kind of creepy to me.
Very creepy to me. I don't know about anybody
else. Very
creepy. That. Yeah, that blew my mind.
I mean, have you ever thought of it?
He edited it. Because, again, like her father passed away or whatever, okay, and this was before they got married, okay, right? But in the hologram, he mentioned that you married the best man, Kanye West. And how would her father know that if Kanye didn't put that in there? So there had to be some kind of caption that was built into the hologram. This is just my opinion. This is just my opinion.
Right.
And, again, just how would her father know that if he passed away before she had gotten married? I'm just saying.
That's
just me.
They get Elude in heaven. They got all the channels in heaven, man. You know that? They got all the channels. They got Cinemax, HBO, OAN, Telemundo. They got all the channels in heaven, man. Her daddy probably watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians right now with Tupac.
Right?
You understand me? Let me stop because
I hear you. Marty, what did you think about the hologram?
Man, when I first seen it, the initial thought was, what a thoughtful gift. Then, as I looked at it, I was just like, it wasn't, once the Kanye West thing came in, that's when it got cringy to me. Because I, at first, like, hit me out on this. A letter that her dad wrote to her, before he passed or something like that, because they knew he was sick. So if it's something that he wrote to him, before he passed, and he had, fixed that up for it to say it in his voice and stuff like that, that'd have been touching. That'd have been pretty sweet. Excuse me. But the fact of the matter is, even if it was something that he wrote, throwing in the, and you're married to the most genius guy, Kanye West, that's just, come on, dude. Why you gotta make everything about you? Like, it's not you. It's her birthday. I know to him every day is Kanye Day, but it shouldn't be Kanye. Every day shouldn't be Kanye Day. Sometimes, if you're such a genius person, if you're such a great person in the world, you should be able to decrease yourself at some point in time, at some point for a little bit, so somebody else can have some time. So, I mean, once he throw that in there, man, it's just like, I'm sorry, I'm not a big fan of Kanye West. I ain't going to cap and act like I didn't. I was a big fan of him when College Dropout. And ever since College Dropout, I was just, you know, dead on him, because it's just things like that, man. That made it so cringy, man. What you thought, Tay?
Well, what I thought was, like you said, it was a little cringy, but it was kind of brilliant in a way. But it was just creepy, like, because, I mean, I thought about it, like, say, you know, I know that my mom passed away, but, like, mm-hmm. I can think of stuff in my head of what she told me before she passed. But to come up with something way years down the line after the fact is, it's a little bit weird to me. But, I mean, it was nice, you know, it was just a little different, and I never seen anything like that. So it really shocked me, and I was like, what? How did they do that? But I know they have ways. Technology is very updated nowadays. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I know you got some questions.
So, I thought it was creepy. I didn't like how Kanye just put himself in there for her birthday gift. Like, again, Marty, just piggybacking off of what you said. Everything that's an album has to be about Kanye West. Isn't it enough that you already just, like, put yourself in the campaign for president? That should be enough attention for you. You ain't got to add nothing to her birthday. Just give her a thoughtful gift. And let your wife say thank you, and then that'll be it.
Yep. Now I like it. So
right.
She like a guy. What was y'all initial reaction? I know we're going a little bit off the topic of Hollywood. I just wonder, what was y'all initial reaction? Either one of y'all cool.
Crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the question?
basically, when you first gave his life to God, what was your initial reaction?
Oh, about the which one, the hologram?
No. When
okay,
the
KO.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it really wowed me, to be honest, because, like, I never seen nothing like that. I mean, I've seen people, you know, get down on some things and really go at it, but it's like, oh, I mean, that was a big, like, shocker to me. I was like, oh, wow. I don't know how you did that, but you did it. Like,
not, I don't know how you did that, but you did that. That's funny. I'm a fan of the UFC. Okay, I probably can't watch every pay per view, but I am subscribed to the YouTube channels, and every now and then they have a free fight on YouTube. So, I just happen to be on YouTube, and again, I'm coming up with these topics, something new for us to talk about. And I clicked on the video. It wasn't that long, so it didn't take me that much time to, like, get into it. But when I clicked on it, and, like, in, like, 12 seconds, Buckley kicked him. Oh, my God. I took my right hand, and I hit it against my forehead because I couldn't believe it. I had to watch the video 4 times to make sure that I saw what I saw, because it was Fight Island. It wasn't the UFC like main event or nothing like that. It was like another event that they had before the UFC main event stuff. And he won Fight of the Night. He won KO of the year. And he knocked Impa out, and that kick, and it's funny because, like, if you read the comments on YouTube like I do, you get a kick out of the comments on YouTube. And one comment said, who said Taekwondo couldn't be used in the fight? And they replied, Buckley's name. Buckley was like, well, hold my leg. And literally, anyway, the people on YouTube comment section be having me weak, and I just couldn't believe it. After the video, I actually went and saw the reaction to the other fighters in the UFC, and everybody on Twitter was saying, bro, he needs an extra paycheck, and they were tagging Dana White. And he said, and somebody said that, bro, that is KO of the year, and he needs a $200,000 check because that's the amount of money that you get when you get KO of the year. So not only did he knock him out and got the $50K, which is the price that you get, which is the money that you get for winning the fight, but Dana was so impressed with the kick, with the knockout, that he gave him a bonus check for $200,000. So again, $250,000 for 12 seconds. I think I need to take another profession because I'm doing something wrong. $250,000 for 18 seconds or something crazy. Absolutely crazy. Wow. And I am now a fan and a supporter of what Buckley is doing, and I can't wait to see his next fight. Marty, what about you? What were your thoughts about the knockout kick?
Well, I thought it was genius because I am an avid fighter. I used to box when I was a kid, not box. My dad trained us to, of course, but you know, he basically wanted to keep us in there so we could get the fundamentals. So we definitely picked up the fundamentals, me and my other two brothers. But the fact of the matter is that it's not easy to do that move in a fight. And normally, when people try to do that move in a fight, they try to do a roundhouse, which is like a long, if you think of like a haymaker, you know how haymaker people swing it. Like the wild. And the jab is a straight punch, right? So he was just smart for doing this because normally when you catch somebody's leg, either you can do that two things. You can let it go, or you can try to, make them fall. You can try to sweep their other leg so they can fall on the ground, or you can try to, throw them down on the ground by, with their leg. So, from watching the replay, it was obvious to him that he knew he had a counter move to him grabbing his leg. But he thought that the counter move would be the right kick, the little haymaker kick. But it ended up being a straight kick, a backhand, a spinning back straight kick. So for him to know that he knows that for him to think that he thinks that I'm gonna do a round kick, but I'm gonna hit him with a straight kick, that's just crazy. Well, he deserves it. He deserves all of it. Because that move has never, ever been done successfully in an MMA fight that I haven't seen. I haven't ever seen that move done. So to see him do that move was just it was a good call, and it caught old boy by surprise. Well, I'm pretty sure he caught him by surprise when he woke up. Because by the time that foot can make it to the stage, he can. So, yeah, that's what I had.
And then the referee rushed over like he was going to help him. When Info's body hit the ground, it was already stiff. And rumors say that he still can't even identify himself. He kicked him so hard, he don't even know his name. Oh my gosh. This is a full grown man. He kicked him so hard that he doesn't even know his name.
I probably wouldn't remember mine either after that. I mean, he went flying. He hit him so fast. Yo, he probably was seeing all types of stars.
It was absolutely crazy. You guys, we are going to get into some music, and then, of course, we do have more topics at hand. Right now, we're going to get into some brand new Reborn called No Hype. And again, you guys, This is Candid Convos, and we will review music as well as discuss topics that most people don't talk about. So you guys, here is Reborn with No Hype. Check it out.
Picks up a ball wanting to change the world. They want to escape it. They want to become part of something. Not something could take them anywhere. They could make a friend, make the team, or make the league. They could break a record in Seattle, break some ankles in Brooklyn, or make a believer in San Juan. They could become a star, a superstar. A big donation, start a foundation, unite the nation star. They really could change the world.
We don't have a ceiling on how much we can improve our community.
But we don't have to wait until then. We can do it right now with a choice.
Go out and vote.
Start with us as voters.
And getting out and voting.
Use your voice.
Voting is power.
You can make a difference.
Right now, it's what's necessary.
Because you don't need to be a star to have a voice.
Man, you guys, shout out to Nike that put out that, if you guys, we just heard from Reborn with No Hype off his brand new project titled 3 Days Later, and it's time for a review with the man with the statistics, the homie Marty the Greatest. Marty, how is the election looking now?
Well, right now, like once again, y'all, we're tracking the electoral votes. You need 270 to get the White House. Over the course of us talking, Joe Biden has moved up to 122 electoral votes to Donald Trump 92. So if we are doing the math at home, that just means that Joe Biden needs. Oh, my math is so wrong, y'all forgive me. I got like a public school education, but Joe Biden just needs 148. But out of the battleground states, we have, once again, we have two battleground states. It's 12 battleground states all together. Two are have not closed their voting yet. And right now, Joe Biden is leading in six of them, and Trump is leading in five of them. So, and of course, the other two have three that has not opened. The ones that have not opened is Nevada, Iowa, and Arizona. So we're just waiting on those three, and we'll know what the picture look like. But Joe Biden is in the lead in the battleground states with six of them. Wait, something just changed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so something just changed. Now it's just five of them. He's leading five of them. And now Trump is leading in six because Wisconsin is going backwards and forth. But right now, as it stands, the Electoral College votes is at 122 Joe Biden and 92 Donald Trump. And we need 270 to win. And we're going to check back in on it later on tonight. But before we get into our other topics, while we on the topic of voting, y'all, I seen this story, right? In New York, there is this 104-year-old lady, and you know how them old people have be having those walkers, those little walkers with the brakes on them? Have y'all seen that?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So she's going to vote, and man, she is walking on that walker so fast. Like, she's speed walking to vote. And mind you, this lady is 104 years old. So everybody who was in the line, they let her skip the line to go ahead and vote. She had a mask on. She voted. And as she came out, the whole crowd, Republicans, Democrats, Independents alike, just applauded her vote. They just started, giving her a round of applause. Because here's this lady that's 104 years old. There's a virus out there. And she said, you know what? I'm going to show them how serious this was. And they interviewed her. And she's sharp as a tack, man. She was like, I didn't live through World War One. I didn't live to World War Two. And I can tell you, this is the most consequential election in my lifetime. That's saying a lot at 104 years old, man. She lived through a lot of history to say that this is the most important election she has seen. But what y'all think about that, man?
It's extraordinary. It's an amazing thing, actually. To live that many years up until you're up in your hundreds, you know, like, that means she's been blessed beyond measures. Like, she had to be living a great life, you know. And to live to see this day, I mean, God has really blessed her throughout the years. And I know she's seen a whole lot of stuff going on, you know. And I'm sure she's been praying and everything, you know.
Yeah.
For a change. So, that's amazing.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think that is amazing. Just like what Tavy said. First of all, to be 104, period. Male or female, that's amazing by itself. And the fact that she says that this is like the most important election that she has ever witnessed, that says something else as well. And of course, she's in good health. She's getting around on her walker, and it's very kind for like people to like let her cut, go around, whatever the case may be, and then she submitted her vote. And that's what it's all about, submitting your vote, letting your voice be heard, no matter how young. Well, of course, you can't be no older than 17. You got to be older than 17. You got to be 18 and up to vote. So no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, it's important for us to get out and vote. And she is the prime example that don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you from letting your voice be heard and casting your vote.
And that was another, I think it's maybe in Pennsylvania, another one from two-year-olds being out there as well. So, I mean, if you see them out there, and the 104-year-old was named Lucy, and the 102-year-old was named Beatrice. So if you see these old people out here and they telling you it's important, and there's a virus going around that if they catch, they definitely, it's definitely not good for them. But they out here, you know how important it's very important. And like we said, I believe when we first started, so that it's important to not be Christians at the football that so many people who had panic to catch somebody voting. Shout out to my sister-in-law. She's 20 years old. She voted for her first election few days. So shout out to her. She said that she's nervous. Said that she's nervous. And if y'all think y'all first time voting, I mean, like, I was nervous on my first time. Baby, were you nervous on your first time?
Not really. I was like, okay, like, I'm going ahead and do this, you know. I wasn't really nervous. I was like, interested to see, like, what I have to do. And I was kind of, I think I was excited a little bit about it.
Your,
I just went in.
Was your first election? Your first election?
I do not remember my first election. Apparently, it was around when Obama was going to be in office. And apparently, Obama was in Cincinnati, and he took it upon himself to make some door-to-door trips. And Obama actually knocked on my apartment door. I wasn't at home. My mom was at home. And he was just encouraging people to get out and vote. And I thought that was amazing.
Oh, wow.
But I wasn't old enough to vote then. But I was old enough to vote on his second term. And I voted for Obama and all the Democrats. And I guess you could say, like, I was excited. But at the same time, I was anxious. And I voted. I went in. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say it was at a church in the neighborhood that I don't live in no more. But I remember going in, getting a piece of candy afterwards, and even getting a sticker afterwards. And that was my first experience. Now, when I went to go vote on October 25th, which was a Sunday, I had to stand in the line. The first time I didn't have to stand in the line. And I can't remember anybody celebrating first-time voters, but this year they had like a little bell or something for the first-time voters, and the people that was assisting you with your ballot and everything, telling you where to go, where there's an open spot at the table, they would yell out like first-time voter and like they'd like ring the bell, and I thought that was pretty cool. But my first time experience, I was excited and anxious.
Yeah, they did the same thing to my sister-in-law today, and I mean, that's cool, man. It's your first. If you're doing your civic duty, you're doing the duty for this great country that God has blessed us with. I know we got a whole lot of problems, that we need to fix, but hey, it's our country. It's great for us because it's the one that God put us in. So speaking of. There are some great things about elections, and then there are some bad things about elections. There's just some ugly stuff. So, guys, y'all remember last week we talked about people into Trump rallies and they got bussed into the rally from parking lot to where they parked their car. And then after the rally was over, Trump left on Air Force One, and his campaign people forgot that they needed to get the people back to their cars. So they were stranded for like 3 hours and 42. Guess what? It happened again. Now, guess what? On top of that, guess what? It happened again after it happened again. So if we keep the sport on, we cut. That they didn't want people be stranded. Now, I guess the question that I have for y'all to start with this is, do we blame the Trump campaign for not getting it right the first time? Because if you could write off the first time, or not getting it right the second time, and then just basically saying forget it the third time, or do you blame the people for not heeding to the first time or the second time?
Well, what I would say about that is, now the people know, if you're gonna go out there, you got to make sure you have a ride back to your destination or your home or so, you know, so you don't get stranded. Now, in a way, it's kind of on them because they decided that they're going to stand out there, they're going to wait on them, they're going to, and then all of a sudden, you know, they know it's a chance he may not even, or they may not even have anybody to come out to get them, and now they have to wait. So I kind of blame it on that end, on the people, because they know what they were getting into. And also with the Trump rally people, so now they could have been very generous or so and try to get those people some help, you know, try to get rides. Rides for everyone who was stuck there and trying to get to where they need to go at. And now they could have been nice enough to help them out. But, you know, they weren't really thinking about that.
Nope.
So I blame them as well on that part.
So, basically, you're saying you blame both sides.
Yes. Because they know what they're doing. You know, especially the Trump rally people. I mean, if you really love your people, so you can... If they didn't get no rights for themselves, I feel like they could at least chime in and try to help them out, you know, or at least offer them a ride or something. You know, that's how I feel about that.
There's enough blame to go around for everybody. You get a blame. You get a blame.
Right. I said what I said.
Please tell who you blame. You blame the Trump campaign, or you blame the people?
I blame both people because you're old enough to make your own decision. You don't have to sit out and wait for anybody. That's just like if you paid a ticket to see your favorite rapper and they took an hour and a half to come out and they're the last act. Everybody else that was before them was on time and you take an hour and a half, I'm going to be upset. I'm probably going to get my money back, but I'm going to be upset, and I will never pay to see you again. So it's the same thing with the supporters, with the people that's standing outside. If you're the president and you got me waiting outside, nope, you won't get my vote. I'll throw your apparel and your hat. I'll throw everything in the trash. And it's the people that work for Trump's campaign for giving us the wrong information. That's just me. Bad experience. And we all learn from our bad experiences. So that's how
I blame both too. I blame both because I mean it's literally like, man, you gotta care about people. I get it. The first time you're like, oh man, we totally overlooked that. We gotta get better with that next. But the second time, I mean, you had, on the first side, you had people who had to go to the hospital. They went to the hospital. So the second time, people like, got to make sure those buses, no, no, no. The third time, there was this dude got so, it was an elderly man who got so sick that he forgot who he was.
Wow.
He forgot who he was. And this was in Pennsylvania, and it was 41 degrees. He was so cold that he forgot who he
was. I couldn't do it.
So the fact of the matter is that, I mean, but you see this happening. You see this happening, and it's crazy because, I mean, literally, it speaks volumes. And that's why I tell people, it's not that you start to talk to them, it's about the people who are picked away. Because if they're not a good top person, most likely the people who are picked to work, it's not going to be that good. So the fact of the matter is that, you know, I put blame on both of them too, man. I put blame on both of them because it's just, you don't, and they were people who had to walk 2 and 3 miles, man. They had people who had to walk 2 and 3 miles, man. That's crazy.
Right. That doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all.
Give me some music. That sort of made me.
Okay. I can dig it. Well, you guys, we are going to take another quick music break. This is our second music break of the evening. We do want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Overcome Apparel, and we have something special from their website that you guys are going to enjoy. Here is Overcome Apparel commercial, and then we have a song exclusively from a good friend of ours named the artist Treats with her brand new song called Doom that's not yet released, and I believe you guys are going to enjoy it. So here's the Overcome Apparel commercial and the artist Treats with her song called Doom. Check it out.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Back with a vengeance. Ain't nobody helping me pretend this. The message that I'm bringing, it may not be popular, so just listen, I just need your attention. Long pray the truth to be your ascension. Can't wow. Weave the gospel, your addition. Can't prove the word is your condition. Fight for it, yeah, it's my position. I go to hell, get the sound back. Go to heaven in a hurry, get the right track. If the want to leave a mark, get my bite back. Call the dogs, bring the leash, come down with the right snack. We don't die today. We don't grab your bread. We don't cry through it. We stay focused. We stay centered. Even long do it. Bring it all down to one day. Since say both high, now I'm cheap. I don't know the length, but I'm sipping on Thai tea. Sipping up. Coming out slowly. Better slurp slow with a burger mouth slowly. Then even if I'm in the desert, where fridges waiting for the sun, the y'all to come and get me. Girls rap, boys die, girl tea, why not? Girls speak, one guy, take a hit, fair shot, my craft. Anybody teach about the next boy, you gon' need a mind bag. Anybody adding to the word, yeah, you gon' need a mind stab. You gon' need a mind stab. On us. Birds that be flipping, they flipping on us. When you don't go with the program, then you are a problem. Then they be so quick to throw multiple on ya. They be mad when they clap back. When I tell them that the sap and the sunny, they be mad when they slap back. I ain't joining on the nominee, scratch that. And I ain't voting for your leader, that's a fun fact. Let me slow it down for the ones in the back. Then I speed it up a little like my email was hacked. Gotta tell the truth, nothing but that. Ain't nobody here to stop me unless you God, ain't nobody else above that. He the blood, so connect that. He the Elohim, y'all, that's a God, did you get that?
Ooh.
you guys, man. I'm hoping that you guys enjoyed that artist treat song called Doom. It is exclusively for the first time ever here on Candy Convos. You guys, we are going to get into another music, another song of the night by the homie Ryan Lamar with Fight Another Day. And you guys, it is some very talented people on this track. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it. So here's Ryan Lamar with Fight Another Day. Check it out.
For me, I would like to not worry about dying. Everyone who has been touched by the cold grip of gun violence understands.
I've learned to dodge from bullets before I learned how to read.
People have said that I'm a tool of some nameless adult. I'm here to say never again.
Fight for your life before it's someone else's job.
I am a survivor.
We're gonna live to fight another day. Taking back the world in every way. We're gonna cut our losses every day. I'm sick and sick of losses.
Did you hear it, babe? We've been through it. We've been through it all. I'm sick and sick of losses. I'm done with it.
One time for the Lord. Throw the flag on the field, I'ma still kick gang cause I'm beating the odds. Ay, one time for my pastor. We done built a prophet in the hood. I'ma make it flip like a gymnast and witness a vision. A prophet in the hood, I've been ready, I'm set to go. Faith got me feeling invincible. Young vet and I'm set to blow. Watch a magic up, become a miracle. My pain hold the visions of millions of souls. Lord is my witness, it's all that I know. Call me guilty, I plead the fifth. Grace amazing, I can't resist. So long.
Celebrate our wins and fight these losses. Cause we ain't faceless, we ain't taking. Replace these racist races, take these jokers, swap them with some kings and aces. No fear, no tears, that badge you wear doesn't bother me. Ever since the day they started carding me, I knew that there was a God in me. So pardon me, we gladiators, educated in the man we made. From Southeast to Canal Street, we congregate until we all make it.
It's a shame, we still slaves with all these chains. And the same chains, the only difference is police slangs and a hashtag name. Only fuel added to the flames, glory is what we reclaim. We have to learn the harder way, we lost a day, but we live to fight another day. Martin didn't drink so that we couldn't sleep. Malcolm didn't talk so that we couldn't speak. Rosa sat so we could get a seat. Harriet said get the shackles off our feet. All my life I had to fight, but I won't let them get the best of me. Our bloodline comes from history, therefore I smell victory. Let's go.
My hands may be tied, I may be low, but my spirit.
Our future teachers, they shoot them. So how is it that our young youth is the future when they shoot them?
Hey man, shout out to Ryan Lamar with that Fight Another Day track featuring a whole slew of talent. Miss Shirley Murdoch on the vocals, Angie Rose came in with her verse, Toronda Jones, the homie D-Storm Power, who I thought was just a comedian, but apparently he's a rapper as well. Ma G, Ryan Lamar himself, and the homie Jack Red. You guys, this is Candy Cabos. We have about two more topics at hand. Tavy, man, are you feeling that Fight Another Day track? What's your feedback, sis?
Man, it's hot. It's really, I love it. I love it. I never heard it before. It's my first time.
Hey, man, well, I'm glad that you guys put the music in my hands, and I'm going to make sure that we glorify God first and foremost, and that the listeners are entertained and inspired by what we play on Candy Combos. Mark the Greatest, man. Are you still there, bro?
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts? Yes, what's your review on Fight Another Day?
Well, I'm going to answer that with a request. For you to sing me Fight Another Day, as well as the election song from Caleb. So if you can just, you know, DM me before the show is over, after the show is over, you know, when you get time, because I need to add that in my playlist. I need that in my life. That
I actually
put pick me up, and I'm picked up. And I'm about to be dropped off to positive time.
Amen. Hey, man, well, Tavy, I'm going to let you take it away because Marty got me in my giggles. I'm laughing. Tavy, go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, bro, Marty, what's going on with the elections right about now?
Well, I tell you, right now it's neck and neck. Right now they still got Biden at 131 electoral college votes. So remember, we need 270 to win, and they got Trump at 2. However, the battleground situation is starting to look a lot different right now. Maybe before we went on to our other topic, Joe Biden was at 6 when I started briefing the view, and then he dropped down to 5. Right now, Joe Biden is at 3 in battleground states. The three that he have is Minnesota, North Carolina, and New Hampshire. So it's looking, you know, not too good for Joe Biden right now. The states that Trump is leading in is in Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Wisconsin. Now, one thing we have to be, cognizant of is the fact of the reporting percentage, because right now in Florida, 91% of is reported, meaning 91% of the vote has been counted. So, so basically Trump has got a good lead. I think he's up by 400,000 votes in Florida. Mm-hmm. And Georgia, 53% of the vote has been counted. In Maine, 10%, in Michigan, 30%, and in Minnesota, 30%, in North Carolina, 87%, in New Hampshire, 25%, and in Ohio, 75%. And just like that, and this is why we struggle with every night, Pennsylvania has now just been back to Biden. So now he has four battlegrounds. He's just in a blink of an eye. And that's 25% of reporting. Texas is at 67% of reporting. And they are separated by 200,000 votes. And Wisconsin is 34% reporting. Now, all of these votes have different electoral college votes. Based on the people and the districts that they have in the state. And the biggest hit between battleground states is Texas, which has 38 electoral college votes. Now, the state that has the most electoral college votes is California, which is 65. But they don't include California in the battleground state, because California is normally a Republican, a Democratic stronghold. So they have 55 votes. And right now, Joe Biden was beating in two of the leading Republican states. But as it stands, it looked like Trump has regained his lead in the state he's going to keep him. So right now, it's very competitive. And if Joe Biden could have stole some of Trump's states, that would have looked good. But now that it looks like it's back and forward, Wisconsin back and forward with Pennsylvania, it's a very tough race. So, we're gonna be looking at this through the night, y'all.
Hey man, we appreciate the update. My bad, Terry. I don't mean to be stepping on your toes.
It's okay, go ahead, bro. Take over.
I'm excited to talk. I'm sorry. But I am glad that you asked Marty how is the election looking, because I had totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad somebody remembered. Ain't that right, Marty?
Yeah. I got you.
And then, so we do have two more topics at hand. We have the Texas man that sprayed his neighbor with a hose over a Black Lives Matter argument. And we also have the Ricky Smiley that Ricky Smiley made this racist guy apologize to some women that he was traveling with. You guys, we're going to take a coin toss. And we're going to take a vote to see what we're going to talk about next. Tavy, what should we talk about? Should we talk about the Texas man spraying his neighbor with the hose, or should we talk about Ricky Smiley making this racist man apologize?
I will say the next topic should be Ricky Smiley.
Okay.
Talking
and Marty,
to Rick Smith, yeah.
And Marty, what do you think the next topic should be?
I'm going to go with Ricky Smiley.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, the Ricky Smiley video, the clip that you sent us, Marty, was very, I don't want to say it was entertaining, but it was, because you, in my opinion, I did not expect to see Ricky Smiley in such a serious manner and still like cracking jokes, because he was like,
right.
I am not my ancestor, I will baptize you.
That was so funny.
I was baptized in that water. Oh my god, I cried when I heard that.
Did you see the man's face?
Yes, which made it even funnier. Oh my god, I could not compose myself when I was watching the clip. Marty, I do want to thank you for sending us that clip, because it is recent, and of course all of us have either heard or experience some form of racial injustice or some form of racism, whether in our schools, whether at work, or whether on social media. And a lot of us don't talk about that, but Ricky Smiley, again, him and a couple of his friends, they were on their way to get on their boat, to get on the river, or some form of body of water. And this racist man, he like, tried to hit the women that was traveling with Ricky Smiley, and Ricky was not having it, and he stood up, and a couple other people that were with him stood up as well, and the racist, he apologized. So even though that maybe he was scared, maybe that's why he apologized, but I'm glad that he apologized, and I believe he meant it. Tati, what do you think? What's your perspective? What's your review about what Ricky Smiley said, and about just the overall situation?
Well, with Ricky Smiley stepping up for the Black woman, I salute to him for doing that, because not a lot of Black women would have a Black man stand up to them, stand up to the white man if he disrespects them in a way, either in public or even not in public. You know, sometimes they'll sit back and not say anything. you know, and I know this for a fact because I'm a black woman myself, and this has happened. And, you know, but I did have, at one point in time, some black men that stood up for me in certain situations. And, you know, and that's a blessing, you know, to have somebody to have your back like that. And I feel like all black men should do that from now on, you know. Just like if a black woman can have a black man's back, they could do the same. So shout out to him for just standing up and doing the right thing.
Barty, what about you? What's your take? What's your perspective on the whole situation with Ricky Smiley making the racist apologize?
Well, of course we have to, you know, stand up for our black sisters. They stand up for us. They there for us. So of course we have to do the same for them. You know, the thing that I took away from this, I noticed you said that you think he felt sorry. I disagree, because in the video, the guy, Ricky Smiley Sr. said it. Ricky Smiley Sr. said, I don't even think you believe that apology. So you probably saying that apology because you don't know what he's going to do to you right now. So you're probably not even sorry right now. You just said you're just trying to get out of the situation. So the whole time you're saying this, the man never defended. He never said, no, I'm really sorry. He never really said that. He kept on doing it. He never took his eyes off Ricky Smiley and the trend because he was afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So literally, he never denied, and first he denied calling another N-word and almost hitting him. But then when you seen him, that's when he acknowledged it. Yeah, I did. And then that's when he apologized. So fear was a driving factor for everything. I hate to go biblical. I don't hate you, but I'm about to go biblical. Because the fact of the matter is, it says those who worship God worship in the spirit of truth. But why are you talking about that, Marty? Well, because when you worship God in the spirit of truth, it's because you love him. You love him for who he is, what he is for you. So that means you don't worship him because you're going to hell. You don't want to go to hell. You don't worship him because of stuff he gives you. You just worship him because you love him. Same thing about the people our relationship. I love my wife just because I love her. She ain't always good to me. She ain't always nice to me. I ain't always nice to her. But we still stay with each other. And why? Because we love each other. We have grown to love to know who we love each other for, who we know each other to be. So what I'm saying is that when you do something because of emotion, you really don't mean it. So if I leave my wife because she's mean to me sometimes, then did I really love her? You see what I'm saying? Did I really love her? So the fact of the matter is that I don't think he meant it. So, and even though they made him apologize, I don't not like this place that they went. I just wish they would have educated him a little bit more on why what he did was so messed up. So maybe they didn't think it was going to be awful. But with all that aside, was it entertaining? Yes. Did I enjoy it? 100%.
Hey, man, I'm glad that mm-hmm. we all have a chance to, I guess, put ourselves in his shoes, because we, all of us, we're African American, and we understand how powerful, how precious, and how inspiring the black woman is. And I'm glad that Ricky Smiley, that he stood up for her, whether he knew her or not, doesn't matter. The fact is, racism is wrong, and Ricky Smiley, he used his as a black man, and he stood up against the king. Not only that, but he made the gentleman apologize. And that's what we have to do. We have to correct our wrongs. Kind of just like what Chadwick did in Black Panther. Because of his father's mistake, he wanted to become a better king. He wanted to become a better man. And how did he do that? He forgave Michael B. Jordan, who played Killmonger, and he showed him kindness. Even though they fought or whatever, but he said that he wanted to see the sunset, because his father, who betrayed the king, had wanted to see the sunset. So he allowed him to see the sunset, and he was kind enough, even after defeating him, to like let him like have that one moment. So we have to correct the mistakes in today's society, in our world, no matter what the race is, or the nationality, or the ethnicity of the person is. Wrong is wrong, and we have to stand up against it. Amen. I'm done preaching. Amen. Somebody open up the doors of the church, pass around that collection plate. Amen. Well, you guys, we do have about 17 more minutes left. We are going to take a quick music break, and then I'm going to ask Marty one more time, the last time, about the electoral votes and how the election is looking. Tavy, are you ready for some more music?
I'm so ready. Hit me.
Marty, what about you? Are you ready for some more music, bro?
Man, look, I'm looking at these rates. I'm going to need another pick-me-up. Let's go.
All right, I got you, man. Here is KB featuring Maddie from Tomorrow with, I believe, off of his Tomorrow We Live album that came out 4 years ago. And I believe that we are going to see a better tomorrow as long as we keep Jesus at the forefront of everything that we do. Amen. Here's KB with I Believe. Check it out.
Okay, to the second letter.
Let me take it there. Please brag on what you did. How you smash your first week sales? And then like your numbers, make vaccines that heal weak cells. You grab your money, go somewhere besides yourself.
I'm going with our voice. Where they got them bullets flying like it's PowerPoint. And then I'm going down a hot go. With your chances of making it out of Flocko. I'm with the Southside kids that'll reach age. And then head for the keys like spring break. Cause I believe that we intervene when the needs great. And go and beat change. Let me talk about it. I get it popping, popping. You probably got a problem. Before they can stop me, gotta cut my power like I'm Amish. Hold the torch up high in the dick dark. The dream works no matter how bad the pics are. Cause I see how bad the globe is. But they don't know how bad our hope is. They don't know how bad we want this. It ain't where we at. Boys, where we going? Young dudes, their success is up to you. But that's hard when you got 12 years of whack school. So it's rap or it's facts. Either way, you get them bars. When they give up, we get charged. What's the system to our God?
We don't fight for the W, but we fight from a W. Never said it wouldn't be trouble, but he bring trouble to whatever trouble. Sure. I struggle through multiple valuable things that are wonderful. What? We suffer through hustle, through what the truth be. Wants to humble you. Humble you, take you and break you and make you do another. Do take away any other truth. He's the one that can cover you. All right? Woo. Wait on it. Tomorrow we live.
He making all things new.
Making all things new.
Yeah.
Tell the paralytic he gon' dance. Tell breast cancer that she won't win. Tell racism that he gon' end. What he doesn't heal now, homie, he gon' dent. Let's go!
I believe that we will win.
we not going to keep it going because I burned the whole building down with this song. You guys, that was KB with Maddie for Today from Tomorrow We Live Project. And that came out 4 years ago. And if you remember the Dove Award that he performed, that he performed it with some guys in some jackets, which represented the street guys, represented regular Christians, represented regular people. And he had the police, well, he had people that was dressed as the police with, like, the SWAT plastic on and the helmets and everything. And at the end of the song, they all were turning up together, and we are stronger together. So, you guys, today is November 3rd. It is Election Day, and the homie Martin the Greatest is my broadcast colleague, and he has the electoral statistics on hand. So, Martin, how is the election looking, bro?
So it got even tighter. Right now they have Joe Biden at 131 electoral votes, and they have Donald Trump at 98 electoral votes. However, the battleground states is a different story. Arizona has opened up their vote. They had closed their vote. Iowa has closed its vote. But only 14% of Iowa is reporting, and only 71% of Arizona is reporting. And both of them, Arizona and Iowa, right now is going for Biden. And right now, Biden have four battleground states, the other two being Minnesota and New Hampshire. Ohio, Texas, and Wisconsin is battling it out there, as well as Georgia. Georgia is battling out as well. In Florida, they're pretty close. So right now, it looks like Joe Biden is ahead in Montana, which means Republican, and that's 19% of reporting. So if it opens, if it gets to 50%, and Joe Biden is still ahead, that still don't mean nothing because he is ahead in Missouri at 50%. So once they got to 54%, Trump took back over. So so that one is still pretty close. And he was ahead in Kansas around, I want to say, 20% of the 40. But now it's at 72%, and Trump has a sizable lead there. Right now, Montana is a state that leans Republican, but it looks like Biden is trying to take and hold in all the Democrats in Democratic states, but pretty much not going to get in the background states now. What this means is that even if Biden holds the four battleground states that he has right now, and when Nevada opens, if he wins Nevada, he still can win the presidency. Only he holds on to California, Hawaii, and Oregon, Washington. However, if he end up losing, let's say Hawaii, Oregon, or Washington, and it is pretty bleak. But right now, it's still advantage Biden, but Trump has definitely had a better chance of winning than everybody was talking about. So that's why I said don't believe the polls. Go out there and vote. And right now, as far as the overall popular vote, like at the beginning of the show, we talked about the electoral college vote, but that's still in the popular vote. Trump right now is leading in popular vote. The only way he's leading in popular vote is because California polls have not closed. Of course, California has the largest population in the United States. So once, and Texas is second. So once California opens, which is once again is a Democratic stronghold, we're gonna see the popular vote swing back into Joe Biden's favor. So right now, Trump holds the top of vote by 38 million. 607,891, as in Joe Biden is lagging behind 37,100,591 popular votes. So that's where we stand right now. Still 131 electoral votes to Donald Trump 98 electoral votes. But it's going to be a long night.
Amen. Well, with 8 minutes left into the show, I think we have had a phenomenal show thus far. Tavy, what you think about the show so far?
It's amazing, man. It's exciting, and I'm having fun with it.
Amen. And Marty, what about you? Outside of the election statistics, how do you feel about the show so far?
Y'all know I love, you know, talking and having conversations with y'all, so I mean it's always awesome to be come Tuesday is my therapy. So every time we can come on here and talk about stories that make us laugh, the stories that make us cry together, it's a blessing. That's why I call Candy Comedy. So I said we have five to show.
Amen. Well, you guys, we will save the last topic for next Tuesday. So you guys definitely want to chime in next Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. And just chime in with us, support us, and let us know what your feedback is from the topics that we're discussing. Today is November 3rd, 2020. It's a brand new month, you guys. I pray that God will continue to bless us and bless our listeners and bless our haters as well. Because they matter as well, just like we matter to each other, our haters matters to us, and vice versa. We try to be good stewards over what God has given us. Tavy, do you have any last remarks?
Yes, I want to say thank you all for who has tuned in. Hopefully we have more people listening in soon. And I hope you got a lot from this show, and that we get some great ratings, and I pray that everyone, is looking in also into the election day tonight. Whatever happens, I still pray that everyone, get along with each other no matter what happens after this. Also, continue to stay prayed up tonight. Don't let this stress you out, It's going to be a new day, and then we'll be seeing y'all Tuesday, so don't be afraid to call in, and also, just stay healthy, and just stay moving, keep moving, that's all I got to say.
Amen, and I'm just going to piggyback off of what you said, and just tell people that even though that we are like in the election season, to not forget to be in your word, because Jesus still reigns and God is going to have the final say. No matter how many votes somebody has, no matter how many votes the other person doesn't have, if it's God's will, he's going to put whoever God wants in the office, and we just have to accept that. So just be in your word. Just continue to be prayerful, vigilant, and just be alert. Learn to love people, learn to forgive people. And Marty, do you have any last remarks, bro?
Look, we appreciate y'all rocking with us tonight. This has been a special show. Like ever, I'm gonna echo sentiments of Tavy and Alicia. Look, no matter what happens tomorrow or during the week, God got us, and it's going to be okay no matter what. So, and you already know we're gonna be here Tuesday rocking, giving you the Candy Conference. That is just a given. So go ahead and tune in with us. Go ahead and share us. Follow us on our respective social media sites, because, look, we about to blast off real soon. We got some new, exciting guests coming up for y'all. We got some things, man. 2021, the end of 2020 is going to be a big year for KS Radio Network and for Candid Combos, the KS Radio Show. And we got a whole bunch of lineup of shows coming for y'all. So be on the lookout for it. It's going to go great, man. Look, until then, don't let this this election stress you out. Go ahead and pray, stay in your word, because like I said, it's going to be okay. So with that being said, we about to sign out. But before we do, y'all know what I'm about to say. Make sure you pray, hustle, and don't remember, but don't be afraid to have candy combos. God bless y'all, man.
And man, you guys, the last song of the evening, the last song of the night goes to a very close friend of all of ours, my little sister Gigi, with her song called Bounce, because we're going to bounce up out of here, we're going to bounce on the enemy's forehead, and we just going to bounce in the word of God and continue to stay alert. And again, don't forget, don't be afraid to have candy combo. You guys, here is Gigi with Bounce. You guys, what's up? Peace and God bless. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Good night.
Gigi. Yo, I got a bounce. If you talking all that stuff. Man, I already heard enough. I gotta bounce. You ain't reppin' G-O-D. It's all love. But I gotta bounce. I know you like to drink up, but I'm cool, ice cool. I'm in the new stuff. I gotta bounce. What? I gotta bounce. I gotta go, hit the road, got call on my phone. Hey, you got a missed call, just didn't hear the ringtone. Thank you for the offer, I'll decline the word though. Had it for a while and gave it back to the bro. No cussing, no fussing, no lusting, it's nothing. Baby, I ain't perfect, but my hustle says something. Put the work in now, you'll be living then wanting. I gotta turn the page, the book ain't done yet. Now I'm humble, you flaunting. Now working, you talking. Hate on me, but you stalking. My life on the altar, boy, I'm all in. For not being like you, but you was mad at me for being too like you. You wanna see me win, but wanna surpass you? Woo,
that just
I gotta bounce. If you talking all that stuff, man, I already heard enough. I gotta bounce. You ain't reppin' G-O-D, it's all love. But I gotta bounce. I know you like to drink up, but I'm cool, ice cool. I'm in the new stuff. I gotta bounce. What?
I gotta bounce.
Jesus won't proclaim his name. We'll rep him through your life, but where I'm on a chain. You say you want it changed, but don't change a thing. Say that you pray, but when you need something, time is up, it's enough. Live for love, not a buzz. You don't want to change up, that's why you feeling stuck. If you want to find purpose, just gotta look up. We could ignore him all day, but he's still there for us. You be drinking, I be serving. You be thinking, I be learning. Driving, linking, I'm driving. Purpose, emotions, mixing, I'm mixing verses. It's a way of life. Pride gonna block the light. Might catch the first flight. Cause time gonna pass. I gotta bounce. If you talking all that stuff, man, I already heard enough. I gotta bounce. You ain't reppin' G-O-D, it's all love. But I gotta bounce. I know you like to drink up, but I'm cool, ice cool. I'm in the new stuff. I gotta bounce. What?
I gotta bounce.